It's Now Again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, the podcast where we explore mindfulness practices from a secular evidence-based perspective. I'm your host, Jeremy West, and today we're diving into how mindfulness helps reduce anxiety and stress, two things that most of us face at some point in our lives, sometimes daily. When you're feeling anxious or stressed, your mind is usually stuck in overdrive. You're worrying about future outcomes, you're dwelling on past mistakes, or feeling overwhelmed by the demands of the present moment. This constant loop of thoughts can make it difficult to relax or find clarity. And it's where mindfulness comes in as an incredibly helpful tool. So what is anxiety? Anxiety is an emotional response that arises when we perceive a threat or something uncertain about the future. It's often characterized by racing thoughts, physical symptoms like a pounding heart or shortness of breath, and an overwhelming feeling of dread. In many cases, anxiety is fueled by worrying about things that haven't happened yet, and it's often negative imagining. It's things that, that could possibly happen, but if you look back at all the predictions you've made in the past, you'll probably find that a lot of them didn't come to pass. But we have these anxieties like, what if I fail, or what if this goes wrong? So how does mindfulness help with anxiety? Mindfulness helps by breaking this cycle of worry and bringing us back to the present moment. Rather than allowing our minds to constantly drift into what-ifs and worst-case scenarios, mindfulness invites us to notice what's happening right now. The idea is simple. When we're fully present, anxiety loses its power. And one of my favorite sayings, and I have no idea who to attribute it to, but it's, in this moment, there is seldom a problem. In this moment, there is seldom a problem. Mindfulness brings us back to this present moment, which can be like the eye of a hurricane, because everything might be swirling around us, or, you know, especially if you're thinking about what possible things could arise in the future, or even, you know, things that you do need to solve in even in the near future. But if you come back to this present moment, there's seldom a problem in this actual present moment. And I think we don't actually usually, at least in my case, I don't usually experience anxiety when there is a problem in this present moment, because I just attempt to solve the problem when it, you know, for example, if it's freezing cold and raining, then I'm not thinking about the possibility of it being freezing cold and raining. I'm just getting somewhere where I can be in shelter. So the anxiety seems to be less about real problems that we're experiencing right now in this moment, and more about possible problems that we might experience at some point in the future. So let me explain how this works with mindfulness. When you're mindful, you shift your focus away from your thoughts and back to your body or your breath. You start paying attention to the sensations of your breathing, or noticing how your body feels as it sits in the chair, or your footfalls as you're walking, or just whatever, just different sensations you can either see, hear, taste, smell, feel. So what happens is this shift in focus helps calm the brain's fight or flight response, which is often triggered by anxiety. It's like hitting the reset button, reminding your brain that you're safe in the present moment. Research backs this up. Studies have shown that mindfulness practices like meditation can reduce the activity of the amygdala, the part of the brain responsible for processing fear and anxiety. Regular mindfulness practice also strengthens the prefrontal cortex, which is the part of the brain responsible for decision making and emotional regulation. So in other words, mindfulness helps you stay calm and centered even when stressful situations arise. So let's talk about stress. Stress, much like anxiety, often arises from feeling overwhelmed by life's demands, whether it's work deadlines, family responsibilities, or financial concerns. When we're stressed, our bodies go into overdrive. They release stress hormones like cortisol that make us feel tense, irritable, and sometimes even exhausted. Mindfulness helps with stress by teaching us to focus on one thing at a time. I have a tattoo which says OMAT on my left wrist to remind me to take things one moment at a time. I got that from Hemda Khalili. She has a program called 1 Minute at a Time, shortened to OMAT. I say one moment at a time because a minute's too long for me. I can only concentrate on one moment at a time and one task at a time. When we're mindful, we're not juggling 10 different thoughts or tasks at once. We're simply focusing on the task in the moment in front of us, which allows our minds to slow down and our bodies to relax. Over time, mindfulness also helps us develop resilience, meaning we're better able to handle stressful situations without getting overwhelmed. So you could think of mindfulness as like a mental reset button. It pulls you out of the chaos and back into a place of calm. Rather than feeling like you're at the mercy of life's demands, mindfulness gives you the tools to handle stress with greater ease and clarity. So let's look at some practical mindfulness techniques for anxiety and stress and how you can start using mindfulness to manage anxiety and stress in your own life. Number one, mindful breathing. This is one of the simplest and most effective ways to calm anxiety. Find a quiet place to sit, close your eyes, and focus on your breath. Notice the sensation of the air entering and leaving your body. If your mind wanders, gently bring it back to your breath. Even just 5 minutes of mindful breathing can help lower anxiety and bring you back to the present moment. I'm not sure whether my It's Now Again app will have been released by the time this episode is released. You can look for it on the Play Store, hopefully the Apple App Store, or just at jeremywest.net. Or in the meantime, there's a Patreon at jeremywest.net. Pay what you want. And that has meditations, guided meditations you can use for example, for mindful breathing. Or a body scan. That's the second one. The body scan is a mindfulness practice that helps you become aware of physical sensations in your body. Start by bringing your attention to your toes, then slowly move your focus up through your legs, torso, arms, and head. As you focus on each part of your body, notice any tension, discomfort, or areas that feel relaxed. This practice helps reduce stress by releasing tension and bringing your awareness back to your body. Number three, grounding in the present moment. When anxiety arises, try grounding yourself in the present moment by using your senses. What do you see, hear, and feel around you right now? You might notice the sound of birds, the texture of the chair you're sitting in, or the sensation of the air on your skin. This practice shifts your focus away from future worries and back to the present. Number four, mindful walking. If sitting meditation isn't for you, mindful walking can be a great alternative. Take a slow walk and focus on the sensation of your feet touching the ground. Notice how your body moves with each step. This simple practice can be especially helpful when you're feeling stressed or overwhelmed. And your mind will wander and thoughts will come in. And every time you notice that that's happened, you just refocus back on your steps. Number five, set a daily intention for managing anxiety and stress. If this is what you'd like to work on, you might make today's daily intention, how many more ways can I continue to manage stress and anxiety by staying present even more? This intention will help guide your mindfulness practice throughout the day, keeping you grounded in the present moment. Mindfulness teaches us that anxiety and stress don't have to control your life. By bringing your attention back to the present moment, you can calm your mind, reduce your stress levels, and respond to life's challenges with greater clarity and resilience. Whether you are new to mindfulness or you've been practicing it for years, these simple techniques can make a big difference in how you navigate anxiety and stress. That is it for today's episode. I do hope that you found some valuable insights into how mindfulness can help you reduce anxiety and manage stress more effectively. If you're interested in going deeper into your mindfulness practice or you need personalized guidance, I do offer one-on-one coaching sessions where we can explore these topics together. Visit jeremywest.net for more information. And as I mentioned, you can also check out the new It's Now Again app, where you'll find a growing library of mindfulness practices, including guided meditations to support your journey toward calm and clarity. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, share it with others who might benefit, and rate the podcast. Your support helps us reach more people and continue exploring these important topics together. Until next time, keep practicing, keep growing, and remember, it's now again.